You're listening to KPFA 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara County, and across the globe at kpfk.org. Pacifica Radio for all the surfing, California and beyond.
Good afternoon and welcome to Middle East in Focus. I'm Esty Chandler. As the Trump administration engages in a frontal assault on the teaching of race and ethnicity at the K-12 level, a quieter but no less important battle is shaping up in deep blue California, wrote Marcy Winograd at the LA Progressive this week about how the Israel lobby in California attempts to police ethnic studies for the state. She continues, quote, communities of color are mobilizing statewide to defeat Assembly Bill 1468, the latest bill to emerge from the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, or LJC, in its campaign to censor Palestinian voices in ethnic studies classes and police all ethnic studies content along with it, end quote. Educators and concerned citizens alike in California have been fighting against pro-Israel lobby groups led by the California Legislative Jewish Caucus for at least the last decade as they repeatedly seek to remove Arabs, Muslims, Palestinians from ethnic studies in California curriculum, among other bigotries. For instance, carefully crafted Assembly Bill 1468 seeks to restrict ethnic studies classes to the, quote, domestic experience of marginalized people, end quote. Jewish caucus members were busy last month, also introducing Senate Bill 472, titled Pupil Instruction, Holocaust and Genocide Education Grant Program. The legislation would impose a state-mandated program requiring local educational agencies, irrespective of their participation in the grant portion of the program, to submit annual reports to the Department on Genocide and Holocaust Education, imposing highly unusual new duties on educators and local educational agencies. Seth Morrison of Jewish Voice for Peace Action, the 501c4 sister organization to Jewish Voice for Peace, commented about it, quote, unfortunately, the priority of the Legislative Jewish Caucus seems to be defending Israel and perpetuating the falsehood that U.S. Jews are safer when Israel is allowed to violate international law and the human rights of Palestinians, end quote. They're using the Holocaust to somehow justify Israel's actions and working to censor legitimate criticism of Israel, end quote. We're very, very fortunate today to be joined by both Marcy Winograd and Seth Morrison to discuss California Assembly Bill 1468, California Senate Bill 472, and the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, whose members introduced both bills. Marcy Winograd is a retired teacher who now volunteers as the coordinator of Code Pink Congress and is co-producer of Code Pink Radio. A longtime anti-war activist, Marcy coordinated Code Pink's UN team to support South Africa's case against Israel in the International Court of Justice. In 2010, Winograd mobilized 41% of the vote in her primary congressional peace challenge to then-incumbent Jane Harman. And in 2020, she served as Bernie Sanders' Democratic National Convention delegate and mobilized 500 additional DNC delegates to challenge the influence of neoconservatives on foreign policy. Her most recent articles include California's Israel lobby aims to police ethnic studies at the LA Progressive, and schools are no place for the ADL at Counterpunch. Seth Morrison is on the national board of Jewish Voice for Peace Action and is a member leader of JVP San Francisco Bay Area. Having been active in Jewish and Zionist organizing for many years, by 2011, Morrison realized that liberal Zionism was not working and became a very active member of Jewish Voice for Peace. Seth is now retired from a long career in consumer marketing for the cable television industry. It is my pleasure to welcome Seth Morrison and Marcy Winograd to Middle East in Focus.
Thank you, Esty. Great to be with you.
Yeah, a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
I want to fully disclose that I work closely with Seth in our joint roles on the JVP Action Board and associated projects and campaigns. So a lot to discuss here. Marcy, I'd love to start with the topic of ethnic studies, which is an interdisciplinary subject, which means that it involves multiple educational fields, including history, literature, economics, sociology, anthropology, and political science. As your article at the LA Progressive alludes to, ethnic studies courses became available in California in 1968 when college students in San Francisco staged a strike to demand, quote, a new curriculum that would embrace the history of all people, including ethnic minorities, end quote. So tell us what we need to know about the subject of ethnic studies education and its purposes so we can understand why the California Legislature's Jewish Caucus wants to dictate who can create, revise, and police that curriculum subjects via bills like AB 1468.
Thank you so much, Esty. Yes, I think the Legislative Jewish Caucus, which has about 19 members in it, is most concerned about conversations concerning Israel and Palestine, specifically Israel's genocide in Gaza. And in an effort to police ethnic studies, they are erecting all sorts of bureaucratic hurdles that are opposed by organizations like Jewish Voice for Peace, Code Pink Central Coast, the Arab Resource Organizing Committee, and so forth. Ethnic studies really is the study of race, indigeneity, ethnicity, of looking at marginalized groups at the causes of their marginalization, exploring the marginalization, celebrating the cultural contributions of those marginalized groups. And it has taken on an anti-colonial perspective. And I think that's what is of most concern to the Legislative Jewish Caucus, because when you talk about an anti-colonial perspective, you're risking, in their eyes, a discussion of Israel's colonization of Palestine and occupation. Now, there are guardrails against bias and bigotry against a person, a group of people, already written into the California Education Code 220, as well as AB 101, which was the bill that launched ethnic studies in California. So in that regard, it's already covered. We have guardrails that require teachers to present multiple points of view on controversial topics. So in essence, this is an unnecessary bill that is meant to police ethnic studies with 5 years of monitoring of ethnic studies, in addition to the development of standards, or what we call objectives in education, that students are supposed to know and be able to do across the disciplines. Because as you mentioned, ethnic studies is taught not only as a standalone course, but it can be taught in English as an English course, or history, social science, science itself. And they all have, well, many of them have content-specific standards. So what we say is you've already got some guiding principles that were outlined in the Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum adopted in 2021. Let's use those, at least for now, let's use those as the overarching guiding principles.
That sounds good. So what you're saying is that California Legislative Jewish Caucus is not so much focused on issues concerning Jewish Americans like the three of us in California, as policing the topics associated with Israel and Palestine?
Exactly. Well, you know, they don't say, if you read the bill, AB 1468, you're not going to read Palestine, Israel, God. None of that is going to be in the bill. It's more subtle than that, although it's really not all that subtle, because the bill says, yes, we want you to share the stories of those who have been marginalized, but do not look at the causes of their marginalization. Yes, we want you to discuss ethnic groups, but do not consider the intersection between what happens out there, over there, abroad, U.S. foreign policy, and what happens here domestically. In other words, don't look at how U.S. foreign policy and trade policies, economic policies have impacted those in Central America who have been pushed out of their homes because we armed right-wing death squads or because we took jobs away with these free trade deals. Don't look at that. Just talk about what's going on here. In addition, one other thing I'd like to say is that this bill, it makes it harder to adopt a local ethnic studies curriculum. I mean, ethnic studies is supposed to be responsive to the community in which it is being taught. And this really empowers the state. It's more about state bureaucratic hurdles than anything.
Thank you. And I also want to disclose that I also work on various, usually LA-based campaigns with Marcy Winograd, and I'm quoted in her Counterpunch article about the Legislative Jewish Caucus. Seth, you're also quoted in Marcy's August 2024 Counterpunch article about the Legislative Jewish Caucus saying, quote, they're using the Holocaust to somehow justify Israel's actions and working to censor legitimate criticism of Israel, end quote, which seems very prescient observation to have made last August. So I have a two-part question for you. First, what do we need to know about Senate Bill 472 introduced last month by members of this caucus? And what do we need to know about the group named in the bill? It's the California Teachers Collaborative for Holocaust and Genocide Education. What do we need to know about that group to understand why the caucus members want to replace the judgment of local experts on ethnic studies, educators, as Marcy was saying, instead with members of this collaborative?
You know, these bills are written so carefully to hide their real intent. When you read them, you hear about, you know, we want to educate people on the Holocaust and, by the way, other genocides. But the only genocide that they mention is the Holocaust. Now, my great-grandmother was killed in the Holocaust. I don't in any way minimize the importance of learning about the Holocaust. But why is it any more important than Native American, you know, the genocides in Rwanda? The genocides all over the world throughout history are important and must be taught. There's also a hidden little clause in this bill that says that every school district must report on their Holocaust and genocide education. Now, the interesting thing is that no other subject area requires that. They're not required to report on STEM, on English, on social studies, on music, but only for some reason the Holocaust is so important that they have to report on it. It's obvious that that is going to be a tool used to police education in our schools. Now, the Teachers Collaborative for Holocaust and Genocide Education, it also sounds very good, but why is it emphasizing the Holocaust? When you dig deeper, you find out that half the organizations in the collaborative are Zionist organizations. In other words, they're trying to control and focus on the Holocaust. And by the way, there may have been some other genocide somewhere. And they're creating this myth that open and honest discussion of what is happening in Palestine somehow makes Jewish students uncomfortable or creates fears of anti-Semitism. And that is so grossly exaggerated and blown out of proportion. So these bills are very, very dangerous.
Well, it seems like students' discomfort could be coming from the fact that they're not being told the truth about, you know, the Armenian genocide, the ongoing genocides, as you say, in Rwanda, in Palestine and Gaza that are happening now. If they don't know those things, if they're not being taught those things, then of course they can feel uncomfortable. But isn't discomfort different than the actual real world harm being caused to Palestinian students whose families are being murdered? You know, I have friends who have over 100 family members who have been murdered.
Exactly. And, you know, the purpose of education is to enable students to understand all facets so that they can make their own decisions. I'm not saying we have to exceptionalize any one genocide. I'm saying we have to treat them all equally. And we have to look honestly at what's at America's history. You know, the MAGA position is that we shouldn't teach about slavery. We shouldn't teach about the Native American genocide because it might make white students uncomfortable. Well, of course, being uncomfortable about things that happen is important. And as long as you teach both sides equally, which is all we're asking.
Right. You're listening to Middle East in Focus on listener-supported KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm Esty Chandler, very happy to be joined today by two friends, Seth Morrison, who I have the pleasure of serving with on the National Board of Jewish Voice for Peace Action, and another powerhouse organizer here in California, retired teacher Marcy Winograd, who's now the coordinator of Code Pink Congress and co-producer of Code Pink Radio. We're discussing California Assembly Bill 1468 about California's ethnic studies curriculum and California Senate Bill 472 about genocide education in California and the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, whose members introduced both bills. Marcy, restricting the discipline of ethnic studies to the domestic experience of marginalized people brings to my mind, as Seth just spoke about, extremist right-wing and white nationalist arguments used to suppress critical race theory, which would include systemic and structural racism, which get to, as you were saying, the root causes of ongoing inequities. Can you give examples of the organizations and groups that are fighting against the passage of Assembly Bill 1468?
Sure. Excuse me. You have Jewish Voice for Peace, the Bay Area chapter, actually Jewish Voice for Peace California now, statewide chapters. Code Pink Los Angeles is about to sign on to a letter in opposition to AB 1468. Code Pink Central Coast, one of the authors of the legislation, lives on the Central Coast in Morro Bay, or she is from Morro Bay, Donna Addis, in the Assembly. And in Los Angeles, another co-author is Rick Chavez-Burr, who represents Hollywood, Santa Monica, parts of the Palisades. We also have others on board, the Liberated Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum. Check them out online. There are a lot of great lessons on their website. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, other groups as well. And I want to add about the SB 1277 that you were discussing just a moment ago. Code Pink, we've been organizing people up and down the Central Coast to testify, to deliver public comment at school board meetings, urging our schools not to contract with this collaborative until it includes the voices of Palestinian scholars on genocide in Gaza. I mean, what is the point of teaching genocide education if you are going to discount, ignore, dismiss an ongoing genocide, right? It seems like theater of the absurd. So we've been very active on that front. We're asking school districts also to oppose some of this other legislation that we've been talking about, AB 1468, the Police Ethnic Studies Bill, and the other one that was just mentioned, I think it was Senate Bill 472. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this bill is to set up the infrastructure, SB 472, to set up the infrastructure to funnel more state money to the Anti-Defamation League. This is one of the key players in the California Teachers Collaborative on Holocaust and Genocide Education. And the ADL, in conjunction with the Shoah Foundation and Yad Vashem, they have a curriculum called Echoes and Reflections, which I believe they may be rewriting at this moment. I don't know. But when I looked at this curriculum, I was aghast because they have like a whole handout for students on why the BDS movement is terrible. And they have a whole handout on the 3Ds test to decide if somebody is anti-Semitic. Do they demonize Israel? Do they hold Israel to a double standard? I can't remember the third D, but I've written to the governor's office. So we've talked to school board members. This is just completely unacceptable. And the curriculum in this teachers collaborative that is now being funneled money through the Marin County Office of Education encourages students to report hate speech. What's hate speech? If you say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, to report this to the ADL, and it sends students back to the ADL's website with all sorts of inflated statistics on anti-Semitism based on conflation with anti-Zionism.
Well, it does sound like the ADL and the California Legislative Jewish Caucus are the ones that are treating Israel with a double standard. A boycott is fine in any other application and has a long and storied history in our democracy, unless, of course, you're an American citizen boycotting Israeli apartheid.
Now, do you want me to mention some of the key players in the Legislative Jewish Caucus?
Sure, you want to. I mean, we have a few minutes. Do you want to mention the authors of?
So the authors of AB 1468, the Ethnic Studies Bill, that's Rick Chavez Burr, Hollywood, L.A. That is Don Addis, Morro Bay, San Luis Obispo, and Josh Becker, Menlo Park. We have also the Jewish, it's called JPAC. It's like the APAC, only it's clone in California, that's really been pushing this bill, along with the Legislative Jewish Caucus. And in addition to those three that I just mentioned, who are members, you also, I should mention the chairs, are Jesse Gabriel of L.A. and Scott Wiener of San Francisco.
Yeah, and I believe Ben Allen of Los Angeles is also author on one of them.
A lot of Southern California reps.
Right. The most important question today is on you, Seth. What can folks who care about honest teaching of history, literature, economics, sociology, political science, ethnic studies, and genocide do to educate and let their representatives know how problematic AB 1468 and SB 472 are for everybody's education?
I think the absolute most important thing you can do is pick up your phone and call your state assembly person and your state senator. Because frankly, the Jewish Legislative Caucus is the bully in the room. And so many legislators are saying that, well, they're worried about anti-Semitism. But if you're truly worried about educating our students, pick up the phone, call your legislators, and demand that they oppose both of these terrible bills. Because it is the legislators who are going to make that decision, and they need to hear from you.
And Marcy, did you want to name some of the websites again where people can get more information about ethnic studies and these issues?
Sure. We're going to be updating it, but I would suggest you look at the Code Pink Action Guide, Expel the ADL. We'll be putting more information up on that. Seth, perhaps you have some areas where you want to direct people to?
But the Liberated Ethnic Studies folks have a fair and balanced curriculum on all of ethnic studies and guidelines on how to protect all students from harassment and harm. If you just Google Liberated Ethnic Studies curriculum.
Fantastic. And I would just encourage anybody who wants to get involved to email us. You can email me at Marcy, M-A-R-C-Y, at codepink.org.
Okay, and there's a sister campaign, Drop the ADL, that is working in conjunction with, the other one is...
Expel the ADL.
Expel the ADL. You know, as a kid growing up, not wanting to get expelled from school. Counterintuitive. I cannot thank you both enough for taking time to join us today, time out of your weekend, to educate us about these really harmful bills for the education of our students, and about the really distressing news that the California Legislative Jewish Caucus isn't actually looking out for California Jews and our needs, and they are instead yet another Israel lobby organization that's trying to prevent education, which we know information is power, and peace will only come from people being educated and understanding everybody's histories and situations. It's really a sad thing, in my opinion, that that's their position.
Well, I think this is a great first step, because people just don't even know about the Legislative Jewish Caucus, which is inappropriately named. It should be the Legislative Israel Caucus, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, as you know, that Marcy, for a long time, they did have the American flag and the Israeli flag on their splash page of their website. I started talking about it publicly, and then it came off. Seth, did you want to add one more thing?
Just what an honor it is to be here with two of my favorite activists, and to know that we're educating the people of California about these terrible bills.
Thank you both. The Anti-Defamation League calls itself the leading anti-hate organization in the world, but it's not the social justice education partner it claims to be, writes Nora Lester Murad at Rethinking Schools magazine. In fact, over 100 sources from the ADL education website have quietly been removed. The site says it's because they're focusing on anti-Semitism, the Holocaust, and Jewish identity. But what they removed was diversity, classrooms, and inclusion. Murad's article continues, quote, "The ADL is a divisive political advocacy organization. It's a leader among Zionist organizations like the Jewish Community Relations Council, the American Jewish Committee, the Institute for Curriculum Services, and the Jewish Federations of North America that reinforce unconditional support for Israel and erasure of Palestinians in schools across the United States. The ADL harms everyone who opposes racism and supports equality, including Jews," writes Murad. She continues, "The ADL's programs are widespread in U.S. schools with wholesome names like No Place for Hate and A World of Difference. According to their website, in 2023 alone, they reached 7 million students and provided professional, quote-unquote, development to 24,000 educators. That's partially because the ADL makes it so easy for districts and schools to partner with them. They provide free ready-made materials, from lesson plans on anti-Semitism and the Holocaust to professional development on anti-bias for educators, administrators, and even school police," end quote. The ADL may call itself the leading anti-hate organization in the world, but their actions say loudly that defending Israel, attacking Palestine advocacy, education, and boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign is still their primary agenda. Once again, I want to thank our guests, retired teacher Marcy Winograd. Her most recent articles include California Israel Lobby, Aims to Police Ethnic Studies at the LA Progressive, and Schools Are No Place for the ADL at Counterpunch. And also want to thank National Board Member of Jewish Voice for Peace Action, Seth Morrison. I want to thank Will for his fantastic production support today. Our theme song is The Overture from Summer Night's Dream by Marcel Khalife. For KPFK Los Angeles, I'm Esty Chandler, thanking you for your continued support of KPFK and for taking this time to put the Middle East in focus.